night. I was in the pub here last night, and after the show, I went in, and it's a lovely L-shaped bar, and nobody talked to me because they don't understand me. But there was a lovely dark-haired lady up the end of the bar, and she sneezed, and her glass eye flew right across the bar, and I caught the booger. Well, I was a gentleman. I sneaked quite quietly back. I said, "Darling, your glass eye, I've just flied right across the bar." She said, "I'm so embarrassed." I said, "Don't worry, just stick it back in. It's only me and you know anything about it." She said, "Well, you are a gentleman." I said, "Well, thank you very much." She said, "Well, can I at least buy you a drink?" So she bought me a drink. Then she said, "I'd like to buy you a meal. Wasn't that lovely?" And she took me out and bought me a meal. Then I give her a portion up against the spa shop. Right? I said, "Do you do this sort of thing with all the men you meet?" "No," she said, "you caught me eye." Let me tell you about my wife. She's a fat ass, ugly bastard. In fact, madam, she's worse than you. She's a